Glory to God. Glory to Jesus forever. I want to stay on the same theme. How do we really enter the kingdom? Seeking the Lord with our whole heart is one of the main keys. Our team is in France now. We were in Paris. Now we're in Eastern France, a nation that's 1% Christian. It's mind-boggling that is true. And so there's much work to be done for those of us who are followers of Jesus, all of us, and those specifically in ministry to win the lost. And how do we do it? Only through the anointing. That's the only way. That which quickens is the Spirit. The yoke was destroyed because of the anointing oil. And it's the same truth in our personal life. How do we have that relationship with Jesus Christ, with God? How do we find Him, find the answer? And in our personal life, if every individual person, how do we truly find peace, joy, contentment, fulfillment, freedom, deliverance, all the things that we want? How do we find it? And the answer is common sense. The big picture, the main thing, seeking Him with all we have, giving Him everything we have, surrendering everything to Him, until we do that, we won't really find Him. Yes, there are those 10 things on the list. Those are all important. All of it is important. But the formulas in the list can be put aside. It's us seeking Him. With the common sense.
Ah ouais, non, on est à
18h. 18h15, mais effectivement, vous n'avez pas été destiné à faire les messages puisqu'on a eu votre inscription qu'à 17h passé. Donc, il y a encore des gens qui peuvent arriver.
Common sense. He's everything, we're nothing. We come to Him with that, from that perspective. That's when things happen. He says, "This is the one I esteem," says the Lord, "he who has a broken and contrite spirit and who trembles at my word." That broken and contrite spirit, that's a penitent heart. Repentance. Repent. That's the first one on that list. And who trembles at my word, who knows that He's everything, and everything He says is what we go by. We're nothing, and nothing that we do even matters. It's mind-boggling, baffling that a nation can be like this, 1% Christian, that can be 1% Christian. And if we just use common sense, we look around and see, it's just so obvious. There's this incredible God, and the whole purpose of our existence is to know Him and find Him. Find Him, know Him, and be with Him. So how do we know Him? You look at all the faiths, and we could go through all that again. That Jesus Christ, the message of Jesus Christ is God came to earth as a man. God came to earth as a man and justified Himself to the world. Let's always remember this truth, of course, and look at the big picture that Jesus Christ is the revelation of God. He was with God in the beginning, in the dateless eternal past, beyond what we can comprehend. That He appeared in the Old Testament at through times at the burning bush and in with Daniel in the lion's den at various times. And His name was not Jesus until the angel said, His name shall be Jesus. He's the revelation of God. He is God. Amen. When we approach God with all our heart, and we're seeking Him with our whole heart, and we move into this relationship, we now have found the answer, and we go from glory to glory forever. We go from death to life, from the entirely negative to the entirely positive. And then perhaps through us, God can reach these people who are lost. That's the only way that they can be reached, is through the anointing. It solves everything. When we are approaching God in this way, we find Him. And we're entering the kingdom. In fact, we're in the kingdom. We just, our old nature's in the way. We get rid of that. And this is the answer for our personal walk with Him, which is, of course, everything for us. You know, that's what we are to focus on. That's what we can control. We can't control anything else, whether or not someone gets saved. Those things, we don't even have to worry about them. So we're focusing on Him. This is the answer for our personal life. And then the ministry will take care of itself. Anything God wants to do through us, He's going to accomplish. He does it. No pressure on us. This is incredibly encouraging. I come back to this point because this is so wonderful and encouraging, and gives us such it's almost like it's a whole new approach to this massive issue of ministry and doing the work of God and finding our place and our destiny. All these things that seem so intimidating, daunting, that we almost don't want to think about them. Those things I just mentioned, like how do we find our place, our calling, our ministry, our destiny? How do we do these things? How do we? It's and so sometimes we don't even get going. We don't even get started. We kind of give up. It's so simple. So easy with Jesus Christ. So easy. With the Holy Spirit. In two areas that are directly connected. In our personal walk with Him. Amen. So simple and easy. Which leads to the second, ministry. Our calling. He solves everything. He does everything. Through us, in us, through us, upon us. He does it all. We have that to look forward to every day. We have this. What's the right word? This wonder and awe. Really, it's 100% of it is just knowing Him. Really, that's the answer. 100% of it, knowing Him. And everything flows from that. He does it all. We just walk with Him with our whole heart. If we're doing that, we're seeking Him with our whole heart. We're doing those 10 things. It might be 50 things on a list. It doesn't matter. It's everything. Having a repentant heart, humility before Him, which is just common sense. When we look at everything around us and all that He does for us. We're faithful to as best we can. We're obedient. When we realize He's going to be testing us and watching us, seeing how we react to certain things. We can add to that list of 10. Just go right down the list. We should be in fellowship with other believers, yes. We should be learning from Him through His Word, through other people, through nature, through all these different ways. We're doing these things. We have this, and mainly, of course, seeking Him with our whole heart. And so, we now, He will begin to reveal Himself to us more and more. We're walking with Him. And that's 100% of it. And everything will flow naturally. Here's really another way to look at it. If we're having to work at something with God, if we're having to struggle and strain, and we feel like, you know, and we have to push it, then it's not God, it's us. And 99.9999% of the time, that's what it is. When it's the Holy Spirit, when it's God, truly Him, truly Jesus Christ, it will flow naturally, it will be easy and simple. And that's what Jesus is referring to. He says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And so if I gave one practical thing, it would be to all of us. I'm saying this to myself, to anyone, that it's seeking Him with everything we have. That's when the great things happen. Yesterday we were in Paris, today in Eastern France, two very, very different places. In Paris, so crowded, you know, you can see the worldliness, had numerous people consistently coming up asking us for, you know, obviously they didn't have much at all, asking us for money, different, very sad, and to know that, you know, very few of these people know Jesus Christ. In Eastern France now, I do want to describe it. It's hard to put into words the place I am right now. I'm at a lake surrounded by green hills and small mountains, green trees everywhere, birds singing, the wind blowing. It's a cool morning, bright sunshine, the wind blowing around me. I'm looking at some massive trees. This tree right here is probably 500 years, 300 to 400 years old. I mean, it's so big. It's right by this lake. There's a trail around this lake. These homes are beautiful. You can't describe this. So us describing Jesus Christ is just a faint way to put him into words. When someone finds him and experiences him through the Holy Spirit, that's the answer. That's the answer. That's the anointing. When they experience the anointing, that's what breaks the yoke. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works will I meditate. And if we really get down to the heart of the matter, that's the answer. Now, how do we find him in that way? It's through what I've been saying. I truly believe it's that list, and it's seeking him with our whole heart. And when we do, he's going to reveal himself to us directly with him. And that's on that list too. Us in the private, secret place. Just us and him. So wonderful that that's the case. So wonderful. We can be in some big city with millions of people around us. We can be in the most... We can be alone in a place that's quiet, in a beautiful setting, or just anywhere alone, it doesn't matter. Everything else is meaningless when we in other words, when we have that private relationship with him, that's everything. Anything around us is meaningless and doesn't matter. Everything else can disappear and be gone. Everything can be destroyed, and we still have that. We still have, and that's the most valuable thing to a human being. The most valuable by far. In fact, the only valuable entity. And one last thing. How tragic it is that if we look at the real big picture, a very small percentage of people in history find Jesus Christ in this as he truly is, the glorious Lord God Almighty, the glorious splendor of his majesty. Unspeakable glory and majesty. We miss it too. Even those of us who have found him in that way, we miss it. We do other things. That such a small percentage find him like that. The rest of the world has dead religion. As we went through France in 2 hours on a train and saw all these beautiful small towns, dozens of them, in the beautiful settings, in the green rolling hills, in the different regions, and in this region is the Franche-Comté region. It's considered one of the most beautiful regions of France, and the wine country is just north of here, and it's famous, and I mean, you can just see it and feel this, the pure air, and the rolling green hills, and the sunshine is just pure. And in all these towns, every one of them in the middle of the town was basically a Catholic church. Every one of them. And so we've replaced, nothing against the Catholic Church, but we as humans have this opportunity to know and experience the one and only. Jesus the Christ. And we replace that with hundreds, thousands of other things. And one of them is this religious endeavor of Catholic Church or even just the Protestant Church, whatever religious things and religious endeavor. And we miss it. And so how do we not miss it? Let's seek Him with all we have. Amen.